Welcome to Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford. Happy to be joined by the head coach of the Browns, Coach Pettine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Coming off of a nice win against the Oakland Raiders, what did that kind of tell you about your team after what wasn't so good down in Jacksonville to be able to come back and get that W against Oakland?
Well, it was important for us to get back in front of the dog pound and play well. And it was tough sledding early. I think we realized during the week of practice, just looking at them on tape, that they were better than what their record showed. And it was going to maybe take some time. And the game kind of actually play out that way. I thought it was a good test of our resiliency, our mental toughness, for the guys to hang in there. Things weren't going that great at certain stretches in the game. And our guys... So I always preach to them that games are long, you know, they're roller coaster rides. You got to be able to deal with the ups and the downs and persevere.
Dante Whitner had a huge play, jarring the ball loose from Darren McFadden. Joe Hayden recovers it, and that really was the turning point of the game. How important is it to have your veteran leaders, or really just anybody on the team, step up and make that kind of a play? And what kind of confidence comes from that?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And that play really, really did turn the game. They had a chance to go down and at least tie it or take the lead. And then you could hear the hit from the sideline, and then I didn't see it. I just heard it, and then I saw Joe kind of come out of the pack, heading towards me. So it was a big deal for us, and I think that got us going. I know it didn't take long for us to score after, and kind of rode that wave of momentum. But when your best players are the ones that are making big plays, we always stress to them. We need your best. When you beat your best when your best is needed, and that's important, and that was a good example of it.
You also got contributions from a guy, Andrew Hawkins, who last 2 weeks, 200 yards receiving, scores his first touchdown as a member of the Browns, pet swagger on the way back to the sideline there. Just when you brought him in your wildest dreams, would he be as good and as a big a factor as he has been for this team?
We knew he was a good player. I don't think we had any idea of his versatility. And that he would be able to play some different positions that we saw him truly as a slot receiver in our three wide receiver packages, being a smaller guy, and he's gone out and lined up as the outside receiver a lot this year, and he's not afraid to go in the box and dig out a safety and block. He's a tenacious blocker in the run game, which is, I think, that all of our receivers block very well. It's a big tip of the hat to Mike McDaniel, the receivers coach. They do an outstanding job of it. But again, I can't tell that lie and say that he's exactly what we expected. It's been a pleasant surprise. He definitely has exceeded our expectations.
On pace for 1,000 yards right now. And yes, I love watching him on tape block. He and Taylor Gabriel both like to get in there and mix it up. Let's talk about the run blocking. Nick McDonald makes his debut at center. How would you evaluate his performance?
It was good. It was a good start for him. I mean, it's a guy who didn't have training camp. Didn't do much working back from the injury. Then we finally really got him only about 2 full weeks of practice, and then even just as far as significant game reps, I hadn't played much since 2012. So we knew it was going to take a little bit of adjustment for him, and he battled in there. I thought he handled himself very well. I thought that communication among the offensive line was very good for the most part. All the calls were on point, and that's important. And we're just looking for him to improve. I mean, he knows it was a good start for him, but we just feel, as with any players, the more you play, the better you'll get. And we're confident that that'll happen with Nick.
Yeah, hopefully he's having a good week of practice, can build on that this Sunday against the Bucs. When you look at this ground game, first 5 games, unbelievable. Last 2 weeks hasn't been so good. Is there any one thing that you're seeing that's kind of hindering the ground game, or is it a combination of a lot of little factors?
It is a combination. And we're not in the excuse business, but losing a center of the quality of Alex Mack is going to definitely have an effect. And we've gone 2 games now and really had two different lineups. And I think it's important for the run game to be effective that those 5 linemen have to be in sync. And to get in sync, they have to log a lot of repetitions together. You can only get so many in practice and you get them in the game. So I think it will take some time. I mean, that when Alex was the center and we had, Greco and Batonio and Mitchell and Joe and those guys were all together, they got a lot of reps together. And it's a system that does take some time to develop that cohesion and that chemistry. So we're hopeful as the year goes on and we log more reps in practice and in games that group will only improve.
Do you have any more clarity on how you want to utilize the running backs? I know yesterday in your press conference you said, we want to get Isaiah Crowell more involved, but there's only one football. There's only so many reps that can be had as an offense. Is that something that you think is just going to be a constant evolution over the course of the year?
It will be, and that's you know, I refer to it as a good problem, but it's still a problem. So it's something that we'll look at week to week. Probably moving forward, look to settle on two for a game, and then have a third that's ready, maybe even to take some third downs, or if the two are run down, then to take some reps that way. It's because it's hard. I don't think we were ever looking to distribute reps among the among all three evenly. And then even the Raiders game, we were looking to get Isaiah more touches, but when it got to the point where it was a two-score game late, there was just a trust factor. Do you go with a rookie that has put the ball on the ground a couple times, or do you go with Ben, who has a pretty good track record as far as protecting the football? So that was a decision we made, but it'll definitely be a week-to-week thing.
So is it kind of something that's determined by how they practice leading up to a game, or just a game plan specific for an opponent?
A little bit of both. Having a good week of practice is important, and the good thing about that is that competition. It keeps them on their toes. They know they just can't kind of go out and sleepwalk through a week and know that their job's going to be there for them on Sunday, that they have to earn it.
How important is it for you to get this game, get to 5-3, get two games above 500, knowing Cincinnati's looming close there on Thursday, but still staying focused on the task at hand this Sunday?
Yeah, we covered this in the meetings this week, that it's a big challenge for us, you know, now it's, I guess, two games in 8 days, and it's huge for us. But we can't. I know a lot of people want to look forward to the national game and the division rival and the Battle of Ohio and all that. But we have business to take care of first, and that's critical for us. That if we want to get to where we want to be, that this is the next step. You always say the most important game is the next one.
That's right.
And that's where we are.
All right, we're going to dive into this game. Some of the distractions along the way as well when Browns Insider with Mike Benton, driven by Liberty Ford, returns.